Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD is asking for help finding the person who attacked a 73-year-old woman on the subway last Thursday. Police say a woman went up to the 73-year-old at the 5th Avenue 53rd Street E-Train station. She began yelling at the 73-year-old woman, then began punching her multiple times in the face. The suspect then fled on a Queens-bound E-Train. Cops say the suspect had green and blonde hair and tattoos on her legs. Anyone with any information about the incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The former state trooper accused of shooting himself on the Southern State Parkway and then trying to cover it up is set to plead guilty today.
Thomas Macias is expected to walk into the courthouse here in Nassau County, and sources tell 1010 Winds he will plead guilty. The 27-year-old former state trooper is accused of shooting himself in the leg, but then lying about it. The DA says Macias claimed a driver on the Southern State Parkway shot him, and a multi-state manhunt happened for that alleged suspect. Authorities say after many months of investigating, they found several inconsistencies in Macias' story and a lack of body cam video. He is charged with tampering with physical evidence, falsely reporting an incident, and official misconduct. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Residents at the Ravenswood houses in Astoria say they're dealing with a huge rat problem, and they're calling on NYCHA to get it under control. Catherine Martin, a resident at the Ravenswood houses, says she'll see 10 rats a day, and they're as big as squirrels or even bigger. She says tenants have had to buy their own poison and try to take care of the problem with their own solutions, saying one resident who worked at the ASPCA would bring cats home to try to help.
We used to have cats from the ASPCA, but the young lady passed away, and they came and got all the cats. So the rats just took over.
Some tenants describing it as a playground for rats and say they're afraid to walk out their front door. We've reached out to NYCHA for comment, but haven't received a response yet. They did tell Pix 11 News that they've been taking actions to clarify and enforce the new trash disposal policy. An actor who's appeared on the series Boardwalk Empire has been arrested on charges of sexual assault. Actor Michael Pitt has been charged with two counts of first-degree sexual abuse, in addition to counts of assault with a blunt object and strangulation in the second degree. The allegations stem from alleged incidents back in April of 2020. According to The Post, which first broke the story, they involve an ex-girlfriend whom he allegedly sexually assaulted and then attacked with objects including a cement block and a chunk of wood at their home in Bushwick. A lawyer for Pitt is denying the allegations. Pitt pleaded not guilty to all charges in a Brooklyn court. The NYPD is on the lookout for the suspect in an attack on an MTA employee inside the Myrtle Wyckoff Avenue subway station. Investigators say the 53-year-old was on duty in the station's lower mezzanine Sunday night when, for whatever reason, someone came up and smashed her twice in the head with an umbrella before making a run for it. There's video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The number of legal filings against congestion pricing have slowed down in recent weeks, but it looks like they haven't stopped completely, at least not yet.
The group New Yorkers Against the Congestion Pricing Tax sending a letter on Monday to the DOJ requesting relief from economic losses that businesses, they say, are suffering. It's been filed under SAPA, the State Administrative Procedure Act. Here's their group's president, Susan Lee.
The MTA did not do an economic analysis, and that's what the SAPA claim is. It's an economic analysis.
She tells 1010 Winds that businesses within Chinatown and Lower Manhattan specifically have suffered greatly from congestion pricing. Now, in more reaction in a statement from the governor's spokesperson to this, they say, quote, traffic is down, business is up. The cameras are staying on. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Midtown.
New York State Attorney General Tish James has recovered a total of $3.2 million from several Nissan dealerships that had been cheating customers. James says the dealerships, one in Brooklyn, one in Queens, four on Long Island, and one in Rockland County, had been adding junk fees or falsifying the price of leased vehicles, forcing customers to pay more if they wanted to buy them. Those customers won't have to take any action to collect their share of the restitution. The attorney general says Nissan already has started mailing checks and will continue to do so through the end of the year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.